We present Harry Worth in Things Could Be Worse, written by David McKellar and David Renwick, with John Baddeley, John Graham and Miriam Margolyes. Episode 2, Take a Chance.
Hey, Mr. Worth, it's very kind of you to let me watch your television set while mine's being repaired.
Not at all. My pleasure, Mrs. Grouse. Mind you, I do think it's going to be rather boring sitting here, watching it, you know, like this.
Oh, do you really?
I do, Mrs. Grouse, I do really. I'll tell you what.
What?
Let's switch it on. Oh. Well, it'll be much more interesting.
That's a good idea, Mr. Worth. Nothing like a quiet evening in front of the TV.
Yes, and this is nothing like a quiet evening in front of the TV. Let's try the other channel.
You dirty, lousy, stinking creep. Your crabby little yellow bellies make me sick. Take that. Oh. Take that and that.
Is this a party political broadcast?
No. It's a war film. I don't think I fancy watching old war films, Mr. Worth. Switch it off.
What was that, Mrs. Grouse?
I said, please switch it off.
Can't hear you. Hang on, I'll switch it off. Now then, what was it you were saying?
I was just saying, I don't like all these old war films they keep putting on television. I tell you what, switch on the radio. There's bound to be something interesting on there.
Yeah, now that is what I call a good idea, Mrs. Grouse. Oh, that is what I call a bad idea. They're all at it. War. Can't they put anything else on? What happened to all those lovely quiz programs we used to hear?
Well, now, Mr. Ausland of Charlie, that was a recording of the Allied landings at Normandy. Now, here is your question about the war.
Oh, it is a quiz program.
Oh, yes. Now, for one point, you lucky man, you. Now, can you tell me who was the commander-in-chief of the Allied forces?
Ah, now, that's an easy one. Everyone knows that. General Patton.
Was it General Patton?
No, it was not General Patton, old pal.
Of course it wasn't. It was...
It was, in fact, of course, General Eisenhower.
Eisenhower, that's him. That's who I meant.
Oh, you're very good, Mr. Worth.
No, it's nothing, really.
Right, folks, and now for the free-for-all. Stand by those magic buzzers. Did you see there any, Lance? Now, who invented the telephone?
Buzz. It was that man. What was his name? Oh, he invented the telephone.
Now, you've got 5 seconds to answer, Mr. Claypool, old friend.
Alexander Graham Bell.
Correct!
Alexander Graham Bell. Dead right. That's another one for me.
I would never have got that, Mr. Worth.
Oh, well, you see, you've got to be quick, Mrs. Grant.
Yes, I see.
Now, next question. The next question is, who invented the television?
Buzz, I know that one. It was, what's his name? There, I told you.
John Logie Baird.
That's him. Well, one of them.
That's it. Another point for you, Mr. Arrowsmith, you lucky old son of a gun.
I say, these are easy, these questions, aren't they? They're very easy.
Now, finally, friends, the last question in the contest. In what year did the Spanish Armada defeat Drake?
That would have been...
Was it 1583, 1585, or 1588?
Yes.
Guess what, Mr. Worth?
It was definitely one of those. I remember it well. I was very good at history.
Now, come along, everybody. Time is running out.
But I would say it was 1583. Definitely.
Come on, folks. I'll give you a teensy-weensy clue.
Yes.
It wasn't 1583.
Of course it wasn't. It was the other one. It was...
Well, time's up, everybody, and I expect the date you are going to give me was
1588. I told you I knew that one, didn't I?
But, of course, you would have all been wrong because it was a trick question.
Oh.
The Spanish Armada never defeated Drake. It was Drake who defeated the Spanish Armada. Just a bit of fun there, folks.
It's a lot of laughs, this show, isn't it?
Well, the clock has beaten us again, folks, and our winner is good old Mr. Arrowsmith from Charlie. But thank you very much, thank you. Remember, if you at home want to join us on the program, well, just drop me a line to the old Beeb, and you could be invited next week to unleash your brain cells with your old pal Tommy Compton in Take a Chance. Bye for now, and be lucky.
I did enjoy that. I got every one of those questions right. Did you notice?
Well, I never realized you were quite so knowledgeable. How do you see it, Mr. Worth?
Cigarette card.
Cigarette card?
You remember in the old days we used to collect those little cards from cigarette packets?
Oh, yes.
They were a mine of information. I can remember them now. You could take your choice from the series like the Great Croquet Players of 1934, a selection of famous edible crabs, or Tramspotting for Beginners.
Yes.
You know, the sort of things that would hold you in good stead for the rest of your life.
Oh, dear, to think that I missed out on all that, Mr. Worth.
Yes, well, take edible crabs.
Yes.
Now, you may not know this, but once every year, the edible crab casts its hard shell and also the lining of the teeth of its stomach.
I beg your pardon.
Yes, it's a conversation stopper, that one.
Indeed.
One of the many snippets I memorized from those cards.
What you don't know about edible crabs, obviously, isn't worth knowing.
You're quite right, you're quite right, Mrs. What a shame no questions were asked on that quiz show about edible crabs.
You did very well all the same. Well, I wouldn't have known who invented the television.
Wouldn't you, really?
No.
Mrs. Grouse, well, I like to keep well informed. That sort of thing, well, it's second nature, really.
Who was it again?
Pardon, who was what again?
Who was it? I mean, who invented the television?
Now, don't tell me you've forgotten already, Mrs. Grouse. Don't tell me, it's a simple one.
Was it Marconi?
No, it wasn't Marconi. You're way off there, Mrs. Marconi. He was the one who married Cleopatra.
Surely that was Mark Antony.
Mark Antony? No, he didn't invent television.
I give up, Mr. Worth. Who was it?
do you give up?
Yes, tell me.
Well, now.
Oh, just a minute.
Yes, yes.
Come back to me. Was it John Logie Baird?
Very close, but I'll let you have it.
Oh, dear, I'd be no good on that quiz show, would I, Mr. Worth?
No, I wouldn't say that, Mrs. Grouse.
Wouldn't you?
Well, no offense, Mrs. Grouse, but they are all eggheads and professors on that show.
Oh, they don't know everything, though, do they, Mr. Worth? Do you know, I think you should enter. Write to the BBC and ask to go on.
No, I couldn't, Mrs. Grouse. No, I'm not nearly good enough.
Oh, of course you are, Mr. Worth.
No, I am not.
But you are, Mr. Worth.
No, I say no.
You're as good as any of those others.
Rubbish, Mrs. Grouse.
Well, perhaps you're right, then.
Eh?
I said perhaps you're right.
Well, I'm not all that bad, sure.
Oh, no, of course you're not.
Of course not. It would be quite fun to have a go, wouldn't it?
Well, exactly.
Yeah, and there's £500 worth of premium bonds to be won.
Yes, and each pound of premium bonds could win you £25,000.
Let me think, that's 500, 20 for 5, that's 500, 25,000 you could win.
Yes, that's over £12 million, Mr. Worth.
It's a lot of money.
It is. You'll get away from it.
Yes, that's worth thinking about. You know what?
What?
I'll do it. You talk me into it. I'll write up a postcard now. I reckon I know as much as some of those other contestants. Right, here we go then. Dear Mr. Quizmaster, how do you spell dear? Abacus, a form of counting phrase. Abbas the First, of Persia. First monarch to create a standing army. Well, sounds sensible. That's more effective than sitting down. Yeah, I'll make a note of that.
Oh, Mr. Worth, fancy seeing you here in the library.
Ah, good morning, Mrs. Grouse, I say. You'll never guess.
What?
What?
Well, what will I never guess?
Oh, yes, last week, remember, I posted off that application to appear on that quiz show. Take a chance. Well, guess what?
They've turned you down. Well, never mind, Mr. Worth. You can't win them all.
Mrs. Grouse.
Perhaps you were right in the first place. It would have been a bit of a struggle.
Mrs. Grouse.
In fact, I've been thinking about it since, and I believe it could well have been very embarrassing for you if you had gone on.
Mrs. Grouse!
What?
I am appearing on the show next Thursday.
Oh, well, marvelous news. Marvelous. Of course, I said you'd do it all along. Talent will out, you know.
Well, it's nice of you to say so, Mrs. Grouse. Anyway, I'm now in the process of studying for the show.
Yes.
I've already brushed up on my edible crabs and the 1930s croquet players. I'm not going to let it rest there, you know.
No, Mr. Worth.
No, Mrs. Krause. I have been looking into it all very carefully. Mm. Now, in the Radio Times, it says all questions verified by the Encyclopedia Britannica. That is why, Mrs. Krause, you'll find me sitting here today thumbing through Volume 1 of the Encyclopedia.
How interesting, Mr. Worth. And how are you doing so far?
I'm doing extremely well, Mrs. Krause. Now, do the, you ask me.
Yes.
Ask me a question about aardvarks.
About what, Mr.
Worth? Aardvarks. Now, you would know. They're a kind of long-snouted mammal found in southern Africa.
Oh, really? Oh, fascinating, Mr. Worth. How long have you been at it?
I have been at it now for 2.5 days.
Certainly seem to have it all taped, Mr. Worth. Well, actually, I just came in here to fill in my football coupons. Do you mind if I sit next to you?
Not at all. Sit down. Go right ahead. I won't disturb you.
That's very kind. Here, now then, Arsenal.
Aberration.
Arbroath.
Abiogenesis.
Aston Villa.
Abominable snowman.
Excuse me, yeah.
Abracadabra. I beg your pardon, yes?
Is there anyone sitting here?
No, not at all, young man. No. Please sit down.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Student, are you?
What? Yes, that's quite right. I mean, how did you know?
Well, the scruffy hair, the hairstyle. Clothes, you know.
Oh, yes, of course.
Ah. I'm a sort of student myself, actually.
Are you really?
Mm.
What are you reading?
Agatha Christie.
No. I mean, sorry. What subject are you reading? You know, at the university?
Oh, well, no. Wait. I wouldn't really say I'm a university student, but I am engaged in some very intellectual work.
That is very interesting. Yes, and so am I.
Well, that small world, isn't it? Here we are, two people of different generations, but with a common purpose.
Yes, I'm researching for a doctorate in theological conception of anthropomorphic deism.
Are you really?
What are you doing?
Well, it's something very similar.
To what?
To what you're doing. Whatever that is. I am going on a quiz show.
How are you?
Take a chance.
Oh, I don't think I know that one.
Oh, of course you do. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to unleash your brain cells and take a chance. Set up! Sorry.
Sorry.
Excuse me, I think I'd better get on with my work.
Yes, of course. Get on with your work, and so must I, yes.
And I must get on with my pool.
Yes, that's quite. Let me see. Where was I? Right. Abra... Cadabra.
Aldershot.
Anthropomorphism.
Absorption. Igrometer.
Aloe athletic.
Apostolic churchdom.
Acne.
Well, Mr. Worth.
Yes?
I finished my football pool. Can I give you any help with your studying?
Would you? Oh, that's very kind of you.
Of course.
As a matter of fact, you can look. I have here a list of questions and answers based on the pages that I've read so far.
I see, yes.
Would you test me on them, please, would you?
Oh, pleasure, certainly.
Yes, yes.
Now, question one. What is the name of the long-snouted mammal that lives in southern Africa?
The aardvark.
Correct. Question two. What creature has a big arched back and feeds chiefly on termites?
The aardvark.
Correct. Question three. What animal belongs to the order Tubulidentata?
The aardvark.
What does it mean? Well, question four. If you crossed an aardvark with an aardvark, what would you get?
Would it be an aardvark?
Question five.
Excuse me.
An aardvark. Oh, yes.
Well, far be it from me to interrupt, but...
Not at all, please.
You don't seriously believe they're going to ask you questions like that, do you? The answers aren't all going to begin with an A, you know. I mean, what happens if they ask you, say, well, who was the high priest of the Israelites?
Who was the high priest of the Israelites?
Yes, go
ahead. Aaron. It's next in the encyclopedia after Aardvark.
Yes, all right. All right. Well, I mean, that was just a bit lucky. It doesn't alter the principle of my argument. The questions aren't all going to begin with A.
No, no, no.
Why don't you try starting from Y or Z instead? I mean, you'd stand just as much chance.
Right. Mrs. Grouse.
Yes?
Pass me volume two.
Right. Here you are, Mr. Worth.
Thank you. Now then, arch your bladder. Arch. Arch. Large floating vessels in which Noah lived.
Would you like me to test you on that one now, Mr. Worth?
Yeah, if you would please, Mr. Worth.
Right. What does ark mean?
Ark, let me see. What does ark mean? It was I believe that was a large floating vessel in which Noah lived.
Very good.
Excuse me, folks. Can I just stick my paint pot down here? I'm just doing a bit of redecorating round the library, so shan't disturb you.
That's all right, ahead. I say.
Yes?
I'm appearing on a quiz show, you know.
Get away.
Take a chance.
Not time to unleash your brain cells and take a chance. Ta-da!
sorry, beg your pardon. Do you listen to that?
No.
Oh.
But my wife, she never misses it, so I know all about it. You've got to be very good to get on there, though, don't you?
Yeah, well, yes. So I believe, yes.
Well, how did you manage it, then? No offence, chum.
No, that's all right.
Well, the reason I ask is a friend of mine, a real thicko, you know. He got chosen for one of these quiz shows. And you know what he did?
God, tell
me. He tried to cram himself with knowledge, went to the library, got out the Encyclopedia Britannica, went right through A to Z. Hopeless.
Was he really?
Yes, he'd have been better off in cigarette cards. Yes, I used to collect those, you know. Lots of useful information I learned. Now, here's a question for you. Once a year, the edible crab casts its hard shell. And what else does it cast?
The lining of the teeth of its stomach.
Very good.
Oh, Mr. Worth is very good. Ask him another question. Any questions?
Yes, just go on. Let's have a little test.
All right.
Right.
Who was outside left in the Liverpool Cup final side that was beaten by Arsenal in 1949?
Ah, now then, Liverpool. Yes, Liverpool. That's where the Beatles come from.
Yes.
Do you know when they made their first record?
No.
No, neither do I.
Don't you dodge the question.
I'm not dodging the question. I don't know the answer.
No. I got you there.
You did. All right. Come on, tell me. Who was outside left?
What?
Who was it?
Well, how should I know? You're the one supposed to be answering the question.
This isn't fair. I could have said anybody. You wouldn't have known if I was right or wrong. As a matter of fact, I do remember now. It was, Sammy Smith. Yes, definitely. Sammy Smith.
Oh. Oh, well, I do beg your pardon, Mick.
Thank you.
It was Billy Little.
Eh?
Billy Little was outside left in the Liverpool side beaten by Arsenal in 1949. It's one of my hobbies, football.
Oh, well. Sammy Smith must have been the year after.
I've never heard of Sammy Smith.
Not many people have. You kept insult to insult, did Sammy? Now, if you will excuse me, I must get back to my studying. Where was I? Aaron. Abyssinia. Assegai. Ah, I know that one, I think.
Oh, well, what is an assegai, Mr. Worth? Oh,
thank you for asking. It's a spear, as thrown by African natives. Assegai. I learned that word when I was a child, and I remember clearly in the book Noddy Goes on Safari. Noddy was attacked by a bunch of pygmies.
Pygmies?
Pygmies, yes, and that's what they threw at him.
Pygmies?
Assegai, Mrs. Grant, assegai.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I hate to interrupt again.
Yes, but you're going to, aren't you? And would you mind dripping your paint somewhere else?
Oh, sorry. But I'm afraid you haven't got your facts strictly correct there.
How do you mean?
Well, Noddy wasn't actually attacked by pygmies. He just met a tribe of them and went back to their village.
I don't like to be awkward, but I'm afraid I must insist Noddy was attacked.
No, I don't think he was, sir.
Noddy was definitely attacked. Ian Big Ears were on their way back to the river. and the pygmies leapt out at them.
No, no, no. Big Ears wasn't even in that adventure.
Big Ears not in it? Of course he was. Big Ears went everywhere with Nobby.
Not in that story, he didn't. He had to stay behind because he'd been locked up by Mr. Plod, the policeman.
Mr. Plod, the policeman, never locked up Big Ears.
Mr. Plod, the policeman, definitely locked up Big Ears.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yes, it... Oh, sorry. Did you wish to say something?
Yes, I did. Honestly, this is ridiculous.
What's ridiculous?
It was Teddy who was locked up by Mr. Plod. Big Ears got off of the course.
Look, no, I have read every book. The better things about... What? What? Quiet! Quiet! Very well. Calm down. There's only one way to settle this. Mrs. Grouse?
Yes?
Get me volume 17 of the encyclopedia.
Very well.
Margarine to nose drop. We'll look up Noddy and see what it says.
Right, Mr. West. Oh, it's a bit heavy. I think I can just get it down from this shelf.
Well, you won't mind. You don't drop it.
Oh, no! Watch out, Mr. West!
My fingers. Mrs. Grouse, please lift book off my hand.
I'm sorry, Mr. West.
Oh, here. Let me give you a hand. They're heavy, these books.
Yes.
Aren't they?
Oh. Yeah, Mr. West, it's off.
Mrs. Grouse.
What is it, Mr. West?
It's on my other hand now.
Sorry, mate.
Oh, my fingers. My thumbs are in agony. I better go home and put some ointment on them. Oh, the pain.
Well, I must say I'm not sorry he's gone. Fancy going to all that bother just to appear on a quiz show.
Well, mind you, he could win £500 on that quiz show, you know.
£500?
Yes, in premium bonds. And what's more, each of those bonds could win him £25,000.
Oh, but that's over £12 million, that is.
It's worth thinking about, isn't it, gentlemen?
Come on, hurry up, Mr. Worth. The studio's all set up for the recording event. Now, where have you been?
Oh, look, I'm very sorry. I'm sorry. I've spent rather longer than I expected in makeup.
Makeup?
Makeup.
Mr. Worth, this is radio. You don't need makeup.
Oh, in that case, I'd better go back and take it all.
No, come back here, Mr. Worth. Now, we've had enough problems this week as it is. The other three contestants all dropped out at short notice. They only just managed to find replacements from the studio audience. Now, come on. Come in here and meet your fellow contestants. Mr. Worth? This is Mrs. Grouse, housewife, Mr. Les Hicks, Higginbottom, a council decorator, and Eric Dean, a student.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised to see you here.
Right, now, come out, will you please? Just take your seat.
Right. One thing, Tommy. When does this show go out on the radio? Well, I don't want to miss hearing myself winning. I mean, miss hearing the show.
It goes out 7:02 on Tuesday week, just after the news. All right?
Tuesday week, right. Nothing will get me out of the house on that night.
Next, the news. And then in 2 minutes' time is Tommy Thompson with Take a Chance. And this week...
Nothing will get me to stay in the house for that. I'll go out before that Mrs. Grouse gets here.
Mr. Worth!
Ah, Mrs. Grouse! Just talking about you. Michelle. I was just saying I'll get out before... come in! What did you want, you see? Well, as a matter of fact, I'm just going out.
You weren't going out? Oh, don't tell me you've forgotten the broadcast.
I hadn't forgotten. That's why I'm going out.
Don't be silly, Mr. Worth. Don't be silly. Come on. Sit down. Probably already started.
And so, folks, we come to our first question.
Oh, good. We're just in time.
And the first question, you lucky, lucky folks, goes to Mrs. Victoria Grouse. And John, it is. What is an aardvark?
A kind of long-snouted mammal that lived in southern Africa.
Correct!
Hey, well, I should have got that question.
And now we move on to Eric Dean, a student here. And your question, old pal, is this. What was the Ark?
A floating vessel in which Noah lived.
Correct!
It's not fair. He would never have known that if he hadn't met me in the library.
Next, Mr. Les Hickinbottom, a council decorator. Now, can you tell me, old son, just come here, what weapon did the pygmies throw at Noddy and Pidgeon in the book Noddy on Safari?
An eschigar.
Correct!
It wasn't that. If I hadn't started talking about Noddy, he would never have got that one.
And now, here is your question, Mr. Worth.
Oh, I don't want to hear this, Mrs. Grouse.
But you must, Mr. Worth.
Oh, please, let's switch it off.
Mr. Yes. Worth, I hope that you've been swatting up on this.
Yes.
What does the term Zingy Barathras mean?
I stopped at the other end. I don't know anything about words beginning with a Z. But I'll be a question beginning with an A.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, old pal, I can't do that. No, does anyone else here know?
It's a kind of monocotyledonous plant.
Got it, one. Well done, Les Hickenbottom.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I can't take any more of this. Who would have thought that painter would have gone on to win that £500 prize?
Oh, well, he did get all those buzzer questions, though, Mr. Werther. You didn't get one of them.
How could I press the buzzer? All my fingers were in bandages from dropping up and down. I'm fed up with Chris Jones. I'm fed up with them. Shall we switch on the telly instead?
Right.
Don't believe it. It's another war film. I cannot stand it.
Oh, come on, Mr. Worth. Let's watch it.
All right, I agree, but let's turn the sound down.
Why?
Well, we know who won. Come on. Things could be worse.
Starred Harry Worth with John Baddeley, John Graham and Miriam Margolyes. The script was written by David McKellar and David Renwick, and the program produced by Simon Brett.